Well, honestly, you know, even to answer that question, I'm going to answer it. Honestly, I haven't even watched. I watch film on Norman. I haven't really watched Finnegan. Haven't watched really none of those guys. And it's because, not saying that I don't have to watch film on them. I don't watch film on really nobody. Whatever Tyke Tober allows us to watch, that's what I watch. But I don't concern myself about cornerbacks. I stay true to my technique. I worry about me. I watch film on myself because I feel like if I stay true to my technique, there's no cornerback in the National Football League that can stop me if I stay true to my technique. So that's what I work on. I just focus on myself, and it's been working.
You said that you did watch some film, Joshua.
Well, I wouldn't say watch film. My wide receivers coach, Tyke Tober, showed us film. I mean, he's a big physical corner. He's competitive. You go back and watch the game versus the Giants, him and Odell going at it, him and Julio going at it. He likes to talk. And me and Demaryius, we don't talk. We just let our play handle that. So it's going to be unique to go against him. It's always good to face the best competition, and he's definitely one of the best cornerbacks in the National Football League. So it's going to be cool to go against him. You know, I try not to worry about that. You know, playing along Demaryius, everyone always says every week, okay, who do you think you're going to face, and what do you think? But we'll see when the game starts. It's crazy because you go in the huddle, and it's like you see the defense over there, and you see the guy staring at you like, okay, me and you are going at it all day. So it's going to be unique to see who they put on us. But regardless, like I said, we just got to stay true to our technique, get open, and the ball will be there. I think it was two players being competitive. I like it. They had an edge to them. They wanted to win. You know, I know a lot of people made a big deal about it, but it's football, you know. I loved it.
So you'd be that guy if you got into that situation?
Nah, I don't get in those situations, man, honestly. I don't remember one game that I had a trash talk with anyone or any kind of beef. Some guys try to talk trash to me. Next play, I'm like, hey, good play on that. Or if I beat you, I'm like, all right, cool, man, line back up. I'm not a huge trash talking, and I'm not going to be this game. I'm just going to handle my business, and hopefully we come out with the win. I mean, look at it, man. He's a physical specimen. He's like 6'4", 200 and I say about, nah, I'm not. He's 225 pounds. Fast as me, quick, has exceptional routes, can drop his weight in a dime, run after the catch is just exceptional. I mean, he's everything that you want in a receiver, so it's pretty unique to play alongside him.
What do you think about how he's handled the last couple months?
He's handled it really well. He's handled it really well. He's handled it really well. I'm proud of him.
Does he get too much criticism?
Yeah, he does. I just answer that. The dude had 1,300 yards this year, and nobody wants to talk about how many yards he got. All they want to talk about is the drops. Here he is playing in Super Bowl 50, but all they want to talk about is the drops. You know, dude is a baller, man. Just go back and remember all the plays, the 80-yarder versus the Chargers, all the touchdowns. Me and him working together and trying to be the best duo in the National Football League, and I think that we've did that the past 2 years. If you go back and add up the yards, me and Demaryius, we're the best, and that's where we're working to be. I don't do the pecking order. I don't do the pecking order. But at the end, yeah, he's one of the better. I haven't faced him yet, honestly. But what I see on film, I haven't faced him. But what I see on film, he's a really good corner. I think that their defense in general with Luke Kuechly, I think that they do a great job, man. We definitely got our hands full.
How much do they use Akeem and Chris?
Oh, man. It's helped a lot. You want to talk about Tlaib didn't make all pro, but Tlaib should have made all pro. That's two all pro cornerbacks that I face every single day at practice. And, it definitely, brings the best out of me, you know, because you go to the right, you got Tlaib, you go to the left, you got Chris. So you gotta get your mind right, definitely every day. I never concerned myself with no cornerback, because it's really not about them. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not. If I stay true to my technique, I know that I'm quick, I know that I'm fast, I know that I'm gonna be able to get open. So why worry about the other guy when I can worry about myself? And if I take care of myself, everything will go smooth. Yeah, I remember, in March of last year. I saw the Broncos ESPN. The Broncos have signed Aqib Talib, TJ Ward, DeMarcus Ware, and here I am. I'm a free agent, and I'm in Kansas City. And I'm like, man, the Broncos are loading up. So I told my agent, hey, get on the phone and see what the Broncos, that Eric Decker just signed to the Jets. I'm like, they might be looking for a wide receiver. It's crazy because I'm in Kansas City, and my agent called me back. Hey, John Elway, the numbers. I'm like, hey, look. Sign me up right now. And I was actually in Kansas City, so it was pretty unique. And ever since I touched down in this city, man, it's just been great for me, man. And it's crazy looking back on everything in Pittsburgh and all the trials and tribulations I went through there, and to be sitting here at another Super Bowl in my second year with the Broncos, it's definitely a blessing. Oh man, I can't wait until he get out here Thursday. It's crazy because it's like I have this vision of the confetti falling, going and grabbing my son, and really getting pictures of that moment, because that's gonna be one of the best pictures of my life when I'm dead and gone. That's gonna be the picture that's like, man, like I did it. I got the pinnacle. I got the love of my life as my son, and it's definitely gonna be unique. And I hope that happens. Why would it tear the team apart? If you got a group of guys that's real about what's going on, you got a coach that's real about what's going on. If you guys are the team and Kubiak is coming into a team meeting, this is what he's saying. We're going to address the situation now. This is what it is. Brock is a starter. There's not going to be any confusion, any questions. No one has questions. Move on. That's how it goes. And that's how he handled it. And that's how we handle it as a team. Brock is a starter. Monday, we already know. You guys know on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we start preparation of trying to get a win. And that's what it's about. I really want to. But sometimes I know how the business side goes. But I'm not really focused on that right now. I'm just focused on winning a world championship. Yeah. I think that the fans, I wouldn't even say the fans of Denver. I think everybody is expecting us to go out and put up 40, 50 points like we did under Coach Fox. But this is a totally different offense. It's time management. We're running the football. Everything is predicated on the run. And it's totally different. So we're not blowing teams out how we were in 2013 or when they had the number one offense in the National Football League. It's a totally different offense. We got the number one defense, and we're trying to keep those guys rested up, because if they're on the field, it's going to be hard to score on them. Oh yeah, you looking at them right now, man. You looking at them right now. Line me up at cornerback. Line me up at cornerback. Line me up at quarterback. Line me up at running back. I can even play a little linebacker, D-line.